It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. The mayor of Albuquerque plans to release details this month on a plan to invest $1 million in the city's black community. On Monday, the Albuquerque Journal reported that Mayor Tim Keller will share more details on the investment program during the city's Juneteenth festival. A city spokesperson told the paper that the city has been working closely with the black business community and other partners on a plan. Nearly a third of low-income immigrant families with children say someone in their family avoided public benefits because of immigration-related concerns. That's as needs for benefits increase during the COVID-19 pandemic. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Choval reports.
The Urban Institute think tank found immigrant families most often avoided SNAP or food benefits, Medicaid, and CHIP health care for kids. Jennifer Haley authored the report and says this is despite significant financial hardships like struggling to pay rent, utilities, or food.
We found that many immigrant families with children did report needs, and almost half reported that the pandemic had affected their family's finances. Either someone in the family lost work or lost income because of the pandemic.
The report attributes some of the hesitancy to receive benefits to a Trump-era policy that made it harder for low-income immigrants to get green cards because of their likelihood to depend on certain public benefits. Biden and court challenges effectively ended that policy, though Texas and 13 other states are trying to bring it back and earlier this year filed paperwork with the Supreme Court to defend it. I'm Elizabeth Choval in Houston.
In more news, the Las Cruces City Council is limiting where legal fireworks can be used following a declaration of extreme drought. Madison Staten has the story.
An extreme drought has been declared by the Las Cruces City Council, limiting the locations legal fireworks will be allowed within the city for the next 30 days. The resolution, unanimously passed by the council, will restrict the use of legal fireworks like flitter sparklers and crackling devices to completely barren land or areas that have readily accessible sources of water. Aerial fireworks remain illegal under state law. Las Cruces Fire Marshal Cody Haver says he looks forward to resuming more normal 4th of July celebrations this year, but emphasized protecting the Las Cruces community remains his number one priority. He noted the resolution has no bearing on the City of Las Cruces, New Mexico State University firework display.
I think it is absolutely wonderful that we were able to celebrate the 4th of July more this year than maybe we did last year. But, you know, please be safe about it. Drought is a real thing here in our area. Brush fires and structure fires happen very easily. And so we don't want to put that extra stress on our emergency responders to have to deal with those things as well as our normal call volume.
The U.S. Drought Monitor reports the most intense period of drought since the creation of the monitoring system occurred in mid-January of this year and impacted over 54% of the state. For Haver, the drier landscape means increased safety precautions must be taken.
Almost all of New Mexico is under moderate to exceptional drought this year. We are in an extreme drought condition and have been for quite a while. And what that means is that according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, many things are occurring. Native vegetation is dying. Creeks and riverbeds are nearly dry or almost dry. Soil moisture is very low. Humidity is very low.
Counselor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey pointed to fire devastation she witnessed growing up as one reason the city of Las Cruces must work to protect the community.
I grew up in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is no stranger to fires, and really, truly seeing the devastation that can happen when you have an uncontrolled burn, and it can start in numerous different ways. And I'll tell you, from the smoke, smelling it, seeing your house burn down, and having just a go bag for 3 days, it leaves an impact. And that was for over 285 homes of residential. And that can be really devastating for a community.
Preventing that devastation is a priority for Councillor Ioana Bencomo, who talked about the recent loss of smoke jumper Tim Hart. Hart died this month from injuries fighting a wildfire in southwestern New Mexico.
My condolences go to his family and his loved ones and his team. I hope that the public understands, right, the risk that we put our fire crews in if we don't take these kinds of measures.
Councillor Gabe Vasquez says responsible firework use, coupled with strong enforcement, will be the key to ensuring a safe summer.
I know it's always a tall task each year because there are just so many fireworks that get brought in from different communities and across state lines, across county lines, that kind of thing. So I know that that gets tough. And then, yes, we are in potentially one of the worst fire years that I have seen.
The ban, which remains in place through the beginning of July, will include the 4th of July weekend. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.